Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 192, recorded on July 31st, 2014. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Afro Monkey.
I'm good.
And I'm Maz, and welcome to the Shaft, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah, we're not late tonight. No, things are going great.
Smooth sailing up in here. Let me tell you a thing or two.
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Not doing too bad.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm jealous of Maz's ears, though.
Hi, thanks. Hi, dude. It's nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, don't lie. You didn't show up legitimately. Last week because you hate me.
mate. I just needed a week off just to cool down because I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, we have some work for you tonight.
Yeah.
Since you were late.
We saved all the questions for you from last week.
We saved them.
Oh, really?
So don't you worry.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Good, we good. I'll warm up my old
stuff for you today.
Ready.
So, you know, my brain is all frazzled because we just spent an hour. We're an hour late on the show, everyone. Just so you know, even though you don't need to know. And audio problems, the Twitch, all that. And you missed it all if you weren't live in the Twitch. So you should be there every week to have fun with us.
Yeah.
Because we had fun in our audio.
If you're an audio engineer, we need one. So,
So we want tech support in our chat every week too.
Yeah,
I'm doing master stuff. See, like when they talk back like that, I now have a knob where I can just turn them off. Now they can not say a word.
Yeah,
they can do whatever they want.
Yeah,
and nothing goes out on air until I dial it back up.
Maybe you just forgot to turn us up.
That could happen. So I better not play with that knob anymore.
Yeah, that's like I wasn't gonna say anything. I was just gonna let it happen.
Just let it ride. Let it ride. Well, we didn't have any sponsors per se this week, but we have patrons every week, so definitely appreciate everybody who does that as well.
Yeah.
And I guess let's just move on to... Anybody want to say it?
Wait for it. You're just totally screwing up everything.
He doesn't know what's going on this week, does he?
He's like, I have no idea.
He's like,
is that a thing? Like, did that happen last week?
What the hell?
Yeah, it happened last week. You would have known that if you were here.
Yeah. We had to ramp up production value.
I can't help it. There was a problem with the wombats, and they were getting in the laundry and stuffing with all of the business. It's hard work being Australian sometimes, tell you what.
Well, speaking of being Australian and dingoes eating your babies and stuff, what you been up to this week?
So many babies lost this week. I tell you what, let's just take a moment to remember all those missing babies who have been taken by the dingoes. It's a never-ending struggle here, and any support you can give is greatly appreciated. So thank you to all of those who are in the anti-dingo fund. But anyway, what was the question?
how was your week? It's the whole reason for the segment.
Oh, yes. Excellent. Out genies. I've been playing some Minecraft again. Would you believe it? I'm relevant. Kids, hi. Totally know what is going on. Playing with you on the Yogscast business time. And who needs 248 mods running at once? I'm so overwhelmed and frightened by everything. All I'm trying to do is build an entrance to our safari zone, and there's mana elementals floating about. I'm freaking out. What's going on?
Well,
great fun.
You'll learn. We'll teach you, and great stuff. Anything else? Is that your...
I had a little crack on Pixelmon's server as well, because I loved Pokemans, and for any of you aficionados, this is a wicked shirt I'm wearing, so, you know,
For those on the audio show, his show says, I've got a big package.
Yeah.
Big package. And I got my starter Pokemon, and I have no idea what I'm doing, so I need someone to teach me how to Pixelmon as well, because I ain't got time for that.
Well, see, I was going to say you should teach us, because you're the Pokemon master. You need to teach us how to Pixelmon, but now apparently you don't know that either.
Yeah,
do you know how to do audio stuff? Because I could use some help here with that.
Just get rid of all of your headphone jacks. Find your headphone jacks.
You have the audio Pokemon.
Yeah, please. So, while you're catching them all, let's hear what Goode's been up to.
Oh man, my week has been full again of there's so much stuff going on. We have you guys played this Unturned game?
Oh yeah.
No. I haven't played it enough, but I played it once.
I love Unturned.
We started Unturned the other night and we played for like I don't even know, like 4 hours or something. It was so chaotic though, because we like didn't organize it at all. It was me, Paws, Joostra, Sevitas, Co, Avidia, and we just kinda like It was a mess. But the game is so fun. Like when I first looked at it, they were like, you don't play this, and I'm like, this looks like crap. I don't think so. I mean, I guess that's the first response people give to Minecraft too, right? Yeah. But no, man, it's so much fun. It's so well made considering like some 16-year-old kid made it, right?
Yeah.
But it's tons of fun. Like so we played about 4 hours. We're gonna make it a full fledged series, I think. We'll probably play it every week, we've been playing Mario Kart, and I finally won my first race today. The video went up today, so I'm so bad at that game, and it makes me so sad because everyone is so much better at it than me.
I got to get your code, good, because I love me some Mario Kart.
All right, maybe I can get better if I can practice more. That's what I spent this week practicing, trying to not be terrible, basically.
I'm currently trying to unlock, like, beat all the time trials, the Nintendo employee time trials, so I can unlock the gold wheels or whatever. There's some cheating yeah. cheaters.
That's what Luke was saying. Like, it's really hard to unlock all the gold stuff. You have to have, like, 10,000 coins to unlock the golden parachute or something, too, right?
Something crazy.
Yeah, I haven't even unlocked all the carts and stuff yet, so I've got all the carts.
I'm all carted up, which is nice.
I finally unlocked all the races this last week, but still, I don't know. It's just not enough time. But yeah, I did that, and then lots of vanilla Minecraft. Since we reset the map, been playing tons on the Minecraft server, and we got this plot server on the Play Minecraft server, and been trying to do as much of that as possible. It's because so much of the community's kind of come together in this plot server, so it's just fun to walk around and like see the stuff they've built and stuff. So been doing a lot of Minecraft this week, as well as all the other stuff.
So I know last week you talked about the role-playing stuff you were doing. How's that going? Are y'all still doing that?
Yeah. That's the stuff on the plot server.
Okay.
Yeah. It's still going really good though. Rob has more time than I do. I don't know if you know Rob.
Yeah.
So he's been doing a lot more than me. So there's tons of it on Rob's channel. But I've only had a couple of episodes myself. But it's a lot of fun. Just to walk around, like not even record. I've just been spending time walking around, looking at all the stuff people build, and having a good time with that.
Is that the Lords series?
Yeah. The Lords. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we got a little Minecraft in there, but while they're catching Pixelmons and racing cars, bring it home, Afro. Tell me about some Minecraft. What you been doing this week?
I've been playing Kerbal Space Program.
Okay.
I was using that as a warm-up to record some Minecraft, but I'd end up start playing and launching some Kerbals into space, and then, you know, 5 hours go by, and I haven't recorded a single thing.
That's good.
It's awesome.
And past that, you've probably been working a lot.
He works hard for the money.
And actually, I won't be on next week's show or the week after.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So hard for the money.
Because I'm working 15 days in a row.
Nice. Oh,
my God. Because he's working 15 days in a row.
15 days in a row.
So, yeah, that was my week, basically.
Well, sweet. Well,
nice.
I guess I'll try to bring it home here with I actually played a shit ton of Minecraft this week.
You did. Some would say too much. Yeah. Running risk of ODing on Minecraft. ODMC. MCOD.
Well, it's just, you know, I've been, you know, petering along at my own pace in our series, if people are watching those. And I got invited by Ridge Dog to come see something he had made, and then Bebop came on, and they were going to initiate me in the portal group to get a portal. Anyway, I ended up playing with them, and like seeing their builds like compared to mine, it's like, oh god, I've got a small penis. It was sad. I was really really sad, and I feel like I've been like working a lot on there, because it's like, I'm here probably 8 to 10 hours a day, and then I go home and my wife and I will watch TV, and I have my laptop there, and I'm building something or doing something, and then my son will come in and tell me I'm doing it wrong and tell me how to do it right.
Well, you gave me a tour of your place in the Yogscast server, and I was impressed by everything inside the buildings, but I think where you lack, and this is a constructive criticism,
what an asshole,
is in the aesthetic appeal of a building. You're all about the, what do you call it?
Interior decorating?
It's
the use of a thing, but how it looks doesn't so much matter to you. So that's why you need a gay gamer like myself to come in and zhuzh everything up for you. Yeah? Am I right?
Well, I'm ready. And speaking of, Maz and I are actually about to start a new series called Safari Masters. And we're going to catch every single animal creature on the server. And after getting...
That sounds like we're going to catch a pig, a cow, a chicken, and a sheep. But it's 2,080 mods that these guys have, so we're going to catch all kinds of crazy...
The number keeps going up. It's 2,080 mods now.
Yeah. Well, it goes up pretty much every day. It's crazy. I think they have a mod that actually builds mods on the server.
It's
called
Sentient.
And restarts it.
It's Modception.
Yeah. So, had a lot of fun doing that series. And actually, the video will go up tomorrow, playing with them. And it was a lot of fun. And then I've also been working on our... Eric and I did a parody called... well, I guess I've given it away on the morning show, but it's a Pick in the Box. It's a parody of Dick in a Box. And so I've been working with Minimator, doing a lot of animations and having a lot of fun. But it's, man, it's mind blowing how much tedium and time that shit takes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Doing that, and that's about it for me. Sure. Yeah. That's how it goes.
I haven't used that. Is it really easy to use?
It really is. Like if you're ever wanting to do any kind of animation in Minecraft, just open it up and watch like one tutorial, and it's really easy. Now to do the stuff that you know they do on a lot of the big videos where they're doing like all the facial animations, that's right. A whole nother level, and it's a whole another level of tedium. But if you just want to go in and do like general movement right. of shit, it's like super dead easy. It's just tedious because it's keyframe shit, so you're doing like
frame stuff,
okay, so let's get to this
from the Minecraft Daily news and updates.
How'd you know that was there?
Wow.
I was thinking about putting in the beep 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 beep, beep from like that Eric used to always do.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So there.
Because nobody's
way more dramatic now.
Yeah.
Nobody uses telegraphs anymore.
It sounds like it's super important news, right? But no, it's Minecraft, bitches. So, you know,
that's important to some people.
We're going to announce the location and dates of Minecon right now, right?
Yeah. What are they? So we talked about Stampy last week, and he's in the news again. Yep. Apparently, he's the Mr. Rogers of Minecraft, and he's headed for Hollywood. Gross? Do what?
Is that Mr. Rogers, that gross guy who's all like come inside and...
He puts on a sweater and changes his shoes.
Yeah. That must be the Australian Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to have a bit of a Rolf Harris situation with him in a few years, I can feel.
Yeah, he's the one who's like, come on, kids, let's go down under. You know what I mean? A wink, wink. But anyway, Stampy is he's making a new series that's geared for kids called Wonder Quest. But he's also working with Warner Brothers and the producer Roy Lee as they develop the Minecraft film. So apparently there's a really sad puzzle piece in that Flash thing right there. But that's only if you're watching the video. But yeah, so that's crazy. We're going to try to get Stampy on one of these weeks that Afro's not here because, as everyone knows, Afro hates Stampy. I don't know why, but it's just something.
What everyone really knows is that Brent is a notorious liar.
What? What do you mean? Thought we were friends. What do you say?
I said everything.
Like that? That's mean stuff.
Well, if you're going to throw me under the bus, I get to throw you under the bus. That's how it works.
Hey, at least I'm not pushing you to the back of the bus.
Whoa.
The back of the bus is the cool part.
Holy crap.
Wow, we just got really southern in here.
Oh, yeah, right? Oh, my God.
Okay, so someone read this next story. So we can move on, and I don't have to do an official apology or something.
Xbox One and Xbox 360 have some exclusive Guardians of the Galaxy skins, which is awesome. That movie is doing advanced screenings here in Australia, but it's released next week, I imagine, all over the planet. So there's some cool looking skins there if you're one of those Xbox players who pay the money to get some skins and stuff.
So, holy sounded crap. Horrible.
I think $2.99.
You killed Skype.
Yeah, I think a Pokemon just came out of his ass or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, $2.99. It's all a thing.
Of course.
You get five of...
Oh.
Well, I think Mads is done talking about that one. So, yeah. Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Why don't they do anything like this for PC? Why is there no like DLC for PC?
Well, I think...
You can get it for free!
Yeah, as I was about to say, you can... You can make your own Guardians of the Galaxy skin.
Right, no, I mean, you know, not skins, but, like, why isn't Mojang doing something where they're monetizing their game more beyond the initial sale?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Well, I mean, these...
have you seen all the merchandise you can buy?
Oh, well, okay.
I think they're doing all right.
We will be getting to that story, too, but, like, these avatars, like, if you look at them, they actually have extra pixels on the skins. So,
what?
Like, maybe there would be a reason for, you know, some kind of DLC.
Like super advanced skins that you can't normally get. They should sell watches and bracelets on the new skinny people.
Right. And clothes.
You can't make your own watches and bracelets. You have to buy them.
Yeah. $2.99, your new Minecraft Rolex.
And slap bracelets. Like,
yeah.
You could trade them with your friends, but you got to slap their arm with it.
Okay, bring it back from, like, the 90s.
Okay, sorry. That's how I like to do it in the 90s.
I had a slap watch, like, a year ago. Was that a thing?
Really?
I think maybe a year ago. For, like, 2 days. Was it in a loot crate by any chance?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody be talking about these loot crates. I don't know what the hell's going on. Are they expensive?
They're basically, like, 13 bucks and then shipping. Yeah. They end up being, like, 20 bucks a month, I think.
About 20
much.
Bucks a month.
Oh, wow. I just canceled my Spotify, so maybe I'll get on a Loot Crate.
Don't we have a code for Loot Crate if they want to sign up?
We do. I just don't know if it works, so I hate pushing it. But if you do sign up, put DEAD in as a code, and you'll get like $3 off, I think. You'll get some money off it. And if you do, we'll get it. They send us a free Loot Crate every month, so I feel like I guess we should say
you might get your thing either way.
Well, I don't get a free Loot Crate.
No, I put them in the bin for the stuff I'm mailing out, which I've got stuff to mail out. So, speaking of, and I hate doing this in the middle of the show, but I got to. If you're listening, I think Maxo, you're one of them. The people who won stuff, if you could re-email me and tell me what you won, because I have them in piles. I just don't know what goes to who.
I seem to remember winning like $1,000.
That's not in any pile in my life.
Oh.
I want to like beer caps. Like,
what piles do you have? What piles do you have? What's I have the a biggest creeper. Pile you've got there?
I have a
That's
book,
probably mine.
And then I have a toys.
Oh, I'll have the toys. So,
and the thing was, I was going through the email to, and I was writing their addresses down, and all suddenly all the emails like vanished from my like important shit because I read it. And then I couldn't, like, find it. Like, searching for it, I'm like, what? Oh, God. One contest. Oh, God, penis enlarger. Like, it was not good stuff I was finding in my email. So,
we need a sound engineer, and we need an administrator. So, if you're in the Huntsville area.
And we'll do it for free. You got to put the free part. Free. Because if anybody will do it for free, God help them. They can have the freaking job. Because
we ain't got no money.
Because the stuff
you can have some loot crate stuff. Just keep the prizes you don't want to send out.
There's some t-shirts.
You got some old equipment. Where stuff is.
So anyway, just email me back, Brent@deadworkers.com, which I fixed and that works. So let's get back to the news here. Anybody read about Lego Minecraft?
Here it could comes. You just don't stop do it. Making it Lego.
Do it. Extreme beyond.
Do you know how awful?
You don't like the Lego Smash?
It's just the worst. Look at them. It's
no,
just
they're
the,
not. They're great. They're little kids. The kids love them. They get to put the little blocks together, and they have so much fun.
Kids are stupid.
I have to admit, I've tried to buy these Lego things at every store, and they don't sell them in the stores. I cannot find them. I've wanted to buy them so badly.
So in this
a game that is blocks, Lego has really taken a lot of creative license with the word block. Like, none of the pieces are square. What is going on? I hate
that. So, but that's a good thing. I'm glad you said that, Extreme Beyond, multiple times in past episodes.
Yes.
And, you know, Lego's actually taking the feedback of people and using it, and I think maybe that could be part of the problem, too many cooks in the kitchen. But you can look on their website, and there's a forum to actually give them information. But the news story goes that it was so popular in 2012 that they're about to expand the sets, and there's going to be a crap ton more sets, which I hope makes them cheaper.
Yeah.
And gets in those, like, buy one Lego set, get the second one free deals, and they're going to be in more toy stores. So hopefully that fixes a lot of issues. Because, like Matt says, he thinks they look like shit. I kind of think they look like shit, but Good's right. The kids still freaking love them, regardless of what they look like.
And really,
well, I mean, maybe they do. I haven't ever been able to buy one to know. Yeah, so maybe they do just look like crap.
And they do. For me, they look like it's not a Minecraft product. It's one of those pretending to be Minecraft products to fool the kids into thinking you're getting anything. Like, I just don't understand how something that has everything is a square, the same size, why can't they just put out Lego pieces that are all square cube shapes with the different textures on them? I don't understand what the big deal is. The grass blocks, it doesn't look like grass blocks. It's just
green
Lego pieces.
And this is where we cut Maz off, because if you want to hear more about that.
In this article, it says maybe they'll make a Lego Minecraft game. That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
All the IPs just come into one.
Now, if the world generates itself, that'd be awesome. Just Legos appearing, like, as you're building out your set. What the crap?
Okay, that would actually be pretty cool.
But, yeah. So, hopefully, who knows? Maybe they'll come up with a Steve that actually looks like a Lego person. I think that's my thing, is that I feel like they kind of went away from what Legos were with this. And I think they, I don't know. I would like it to either go one way or the other. Either it's just a freaking Minecraft toy, or it looks like freaking Legos.
It's kind of weird because Jazzwares made those action figures that are basically Legos, but they're not. I don't know if you've seen those little Jazzwares action figures, but they fit together just like a Lego does, like the little men do, but they actually look like Steve, so it's kind of weird that they have both.
Yeah, and it's just, well, I guess it's just whoever will pay them to license it out. Here's a license. Right. Here's a license.
Yeah.
So,
and they're probably not writing any like exclusive licensing deals other than to Microsoft for those skins.
Yeah.
Well, they used to have an exclusive license with Jinx for their merchandise, but that went away.
So I guess
it's out to Jazzwares and other companies.
Yeah, that was always weird to me that, like, Jinx had like some toys, and then Jazzwares came along and they had some toys, and now there's like another company doing something. And
right. Well, originally the license that Jinx had negotiated was exclusive, and then after that contract went up, I guess Mojang realized they can make more money if they licensed out to more people. So
yeah.
then came in Jazzwares and all these other companies.
Yeah. And then more stuff for my kids to want. Yay.
right.
Thank you for that. Has anyone played with the latest snapshot at all?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, I have not seen what has changed. Like, we were going to update Minecraft earlier to it, but it doesn't seem like a lot's really changed in the snapshot. It's mostly bug fixes.
Yeah, that and noisier rabbits. So the rabbits now have noises. They make rabbit noises, which, as I mentioned last time that they didn't have noises, people said, well, rabbits don't have noises. So I'm anxious to see what these.
They kind of squeak, especially if you like step on them. You ever stepped on a rabbit? It squeaks.
I don't think I've had the pleasure of stepping on a rabbit.
I will make that a something like in my life to do. It'll be on my bucket list.
One of the things I do know that's in the snapshot, Sarge actually saw how we're using the world border on Minecraft, and they added outside the world border right now, mobs die, and they've changed it where it's a setting where you could set if whether or not mobs die. That way, because right now, like whenever certain things come into our terrain, like the Elder Guardians, they'll just be dead because the world border kills anything outside of it. So they changed that.
Wow. So now they just live and they'll walk in and out?
Or? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they'll just come into the border, basically.
Sweet. Sweetness. So, I guess that's pretty much all the... Oh, no. We got some stuff.
Oh, yeah, I added something here because everyone in the chat keeps saying, let's talk about the EULA. And today is probably the best day to do that because here it is. Today is... Well, it's about to be August 1st, and that's the day that Mojang told all the servers that they have to comply with the new EULA. Thing is, the new EULA's not out yet, so how do you actually comply with it? I'm just so confused by this.
Right. Well,
the only thing that you can really do is shut your server down and just get a Minecraft Realms.
Well, and the one thing I noticed is when I updated our server to the, not this patch, but the last patch with bunnies. Speaking of, we have bunnies in the Ender files now. Okay. That's right. Anyway, it wouldn't start up, and I was like, why the crap will the server not start up? So I had to go look through the logs, and sure enough, there's this thing that said, you need to go set EULA equals true after reading the EULA for the server to start up.
Right.
So I had to go in and, you know, edit the file to say true. I didn't read anything, Mojang. I'm sorry. I have no clue.
Well, the thing is, the EULA that you just agreed to is the one from December 2011. Okay. Like, I talked to my lawyer about this. I don't know how long you want to talk about this subject, but I could spill 10 podcasts about this.
Yeah. We got one to work on, so let's hear something.
Well, okay, so I talked to my lawyer about it. A EULA is an agreement, end-user license agreement, right? So the one I agree to... whenever I bought the game was back in 2010 of October, and at that time the EULA said that you can make money from this game any way you would like to use it. It literally said that. So technically the EULA I'm under, because I haven't agreed to any other further EULA because I haven't bought the game again, the one that was updated in December 2011, I haven't agreed to because I haven't bought the game since then. So technically the EULA I'm governed under says that I can do anything I want with the game, technically. Now they're and also the server jar never required you to agree to a EULA. You didn't have to buy the game to set up a server.
Right.
So the server owners never agreed to a EULA, technically. So now they've made it where you have to agree ever since 1.7.10, you have to agree to the EULA in order to start it up. The thing is, they keep talking about how this EULA is going to change to allow servers to do certain things, but they haven't updated the EULA, but they've given a deadline for servers to comply to a EULA that doesn't exist, basically. And then it gets more complicating because all the big servers, like Hypixel, Play Minecraft, Play Minecraft is probably not one of the big servers, but let's pretend it is. We're all using something called Spigot or Bucket or something like that to run the servers. So you're not actually using the Minecraft 1.7.10 yet, because those things haven't updated yet. So technically, whenever we bring up Play Minecraft, we're not asking to agree to a lawyer. I mean, I'm reading chat, and chat, someone's in chat said lawyer. We're not asking to agree to a EULA yet. So it's just so complicating. And a lot of servers are complying with this blog post. I've noticed Hypixel has put out a statement saying they're going to comply on August 1st with the blog post. It's just so confusing to us personally, because we want to do whatever Mojang wants. We don't want to burn any bridges. We don't want to harm this community in any way. But in order to comply, you kind of need a document to develop the tech that you're using to comply with.
Right.
Because we've already recreated the wheel several times over the last 8 months that we've existed, and now we're being asked to recreate the wheel again. But we don't have a set of instructions to recreate that wheel around, other than opinion-based blogs and. I don't know. There's just all this money that everyone's wasting, and it makes me so frustrated with the company that I love so much, because I don't know the right recourse. Like, it almost feels like the right recourse is to do exactly what AfroMonkey said and just shut down your server and go away, because that's the only thing that really will comply across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if they haven't posted the document to make everyone aware of what you're complying to, then they should have pushed back the deadline.
Right, I agree. Like, their blog is great because it does talk about what they want to have happen. But my lawyer read that blog and said, I don't see how a lot of this can actually go into a document that's enforceable in court. And that's the truth. Like, we could comply with everything that blog says, but when the actual EULA comes out, half of that stuff may have not made it into the EULA. So meanwhile, we've recreated the will. Now the actual legal document comes out, time to recreate the will again. In that time, we may have not made the money that it takes to keep the server up and had to shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
So it's just so frustrating, because we're in a rock and a hard place, and we don't have any recourse at all.
Yeah, and that's what I think I feel the most for, is people like you and servers like you who they want to comply and they want to do the right thing, and eventually they will, and they're going to have the most money spent having to do it right and do it, you know, on Mojang's timeline. Whereas the people who could care less and are going to go off and find reasons to get around whatever EULA comes out and could care less what Mojang says, they're not going to have a problem. They're going to be making money hand over fist, probably more than the servers that are doing the right thing. And Mojang's like, I think they need to do something almost extra. Like, hey, if you're doing a server and you have X amount of people on it and you're complying, then we're going to give you this. Something that, like, you know, an item that maybe something like cloaks or something, right? That's like, you're doing what we asked and we appreciate it. We knew it, you know, it was a hardship on you. Here's our thanks. Whereas those other servers, they're just going to be laughing to the bank, because there's so many ways around what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah. So, and like right now, I've read like what Hypixel's going to do, for example, and I may be misunderstanding it to some degree, but they said they're going to continue to sell vanity tokens, because Mojang has said in their blog that you can sell vanity items. And then the thing is, like, it, within this actual EULA, Mojang's going to have to quantify what all these things mean, because Notch even tweeted saying that a sword in a plot server is a vanity item, but a sword in a PvP server is not a vanity item. And so all that shit has to fit in a EULA somewhere.
Yeah.
In order for this to be legally enforceable. So how the hell they're going to do that is just beyond me. But, like, meanwhile, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. Like, we have a plot server you can buy plots with gold. You earn gold by playing the games, but you can also buy gold outright with real life money. So it sounds like, based on the blog, that we should stop selling gold. That's what we're going to do. But can we sell vanity tokens and allow you to buy things on the plot server with them? Because the plot server is not a game. It's just a place where you walk around and build crap.
Yeah, right.
So it's, I mean, how do you, what is pay to win inside of a plot server? Who knows? There needs to be an actual EULA to read and dissect and then use that information, but there's not one.
What are the chances that Mojang will just end up going, oh, all too hard, forget we said anything?
That's a good possibility, too. And that's why it's so frustrating, because I've seen Mojang basically do that on multiple things, or like half-ass something, so to speak. And again, I don't want to talk bad about him, because I'm friends with lots of the people that work there, but it's really frustrating to have to deal with. Because you know the company's small, and they're trying their best to put this in a way that's going to be good for everyone, because they're not trying to ruin their brand.
Right.
But no. they're going to definitely hurt the online community a lot by doing this. And like you said, Brent, there's still going to be all those the problems that made this all arise, the servers that sell swords for $1,000, they're still going to exist.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to be worth Mojang's time to go after those people.
Yeah. And I wonder if this is almost a disconnect between just... growing up in like Sweden and growing up versus like, you know, America or some other countries where, you know, capitalism is a big thing. And I don't know. It seems it's going to be hard. Like the court battles they've been in, it seems like it's almost been a joke to them. You know what I mean? Like they laugh about it and they go on.
Right.
Like this is some serious stuff when it comes to like money and dollars to people. And there's like, I'm worried there's going to be lawyers everywhere on this if they like go after it. And
well, my lawyer specifically said that. He said he would love to fight in court the existing EULA. He would love to fight the fact that I shouldn't have to comply with the existing EULA because I bought the game before it existed and I've never been asked to agree to it. So yeah, my lawyer actually would love to go to court on this whole thing.
And I think there's probably a lot that do. And I'm just like I love the fact that Mojang thought they saw a problem and said, hey, we want to fix it and make things better. Like, I really feel like they had good intentions and things, they wanted to do things to not screw over little kids over, you know, some of these servers that really do some horrendous stuff. But in that, they kind of kicked a bee's nest, and I'm worried that it's going to go down a bad path. Like, I'm hoping tomorrow they don't put out anything and just kind of let it go as it is.
But what would you do, like, if you were playing Minecraft in that situation? If they don't put out, so that's what we're trying to figure out. Like, we're actually have a meeting after this to talk about what exactly we're going to do because it's so hard to decide. Originally, we were talking about, well, let's wait for a EULA. Let's wait for a EULA so we can do this the right way. But then when you see other servers complying, and then you see a lot of people white knighting on Mojang's behalf that don't even understand what a EULA is. Like, I put out a video trying to talk about this situation and had tons of people saying, what is EULA? And it's spelling with the Y and stuff. And so people don't even know what a EULA is. Even though they probably play World of Warcraft and agree to it without even reading it.
Yeah.
So,
that makes it easy in my spot where I don't have the server like that. Because I would like to say that I would just kind of go on my merry way and just do things like I've always done. But like you said, if there's a ton of people out there white knighting and like getting on to you for not complying with the EULA when they don't have a EULA to comply with, it's like a losing battle. And that, it's almost like, they almost need to do something out there to make people... it's like I said, it's just a freaking hornet's nest, and they should just never kicked it over, honestly.
And that's just one of those situations where if it was me in Mojang's position, I would have made sure that the EULA that I wanted was written and finalized before I even announced a date.
Right. That's what should have been done.
Yeah. And then besides that, I think I would have, I don't know, I would have gone down some path of like, almost like, what's her, Jenny's List or Annie's List? What's her name?
Angie's
List. Like where Mojang said, okay, we have, these are the rules we want. Like basically that blog post. And so we're going to have basically a list of servers that are now like Minecraft approved, Mojang approved servers. And you can apply and then every, you know, year we'll look to make sure you're doing the same things, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can get on that list that way. And if you don't, well, then you can't be on that list, you know, and take it to something that's more of a like, if your parents or you want to find a server that's safe, quotes, air quotes, then come look at this list.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, you're in the Wild West and, you know, I think servers kind of will work themselves out that way. But I'm a big, stupid capitalist and I believe in that system. So,
well, and also this entire exercise is basically trying to put the genie back in the bottle, which seldom works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've talked about that a lot for a while.
I guess we can put
that's the end like of our show hours. Today. Yeah.
I never want to see the word EULA in there again, but we'll talk about it next week to see what happened, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
While you're thinking about that, listen to this.
I came in like a listener, contributing to the Chef Podcast, submitting lots of stuff to talk about. All you gotta do is listen to me.
So yeah, we saved a few here for you, Mass, because you weren't here, and I'm taking out anything that has audio, so just ignore those.
Okay. Super Mastodon, one of my favorites, says, "Hello, everyone. Really great that the Shaft has Good as a new host. One of my favorite Minecraft LPers. And it would also be exciting to see whose laugh is the best between Good and Afro."
Our laugh.
So, could you guys give us a give us a laugh?
Off? We have to like laugh on command.
Can y'all do that?
I don't. Yeah, you know, our laughs are equally.
Anybody got time for that?
It's not a laugh competition. Good.
Go on, I want to hear a laugh. You want to pull out my penis? I'll make you laugh.
No.
See, I got to go on from good, but...
Maz is not amused. Afro was not amused.
Okay, Maz, I guess that answers that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got something good later for Good's laugh. Have you heard that? Seen that video yet, Good?
Well, no. What video?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll play it later. Someone's taken your laugh and made a song out of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
Afro's laugh wins for me. It's the best. I just heard
it. I knew that's why you didn't show up last week.
Wow.
That's right.
Like that hurt my feelings, and you were complimenting me.
But yeah, we'll actually play part of it live. I won't play the whole thing live because that's their video, but we'll play part of it, and then the link will be in the show notes.
We are very, very hung, says, "Help! I cannot sign up for the Shaftlands. I've tried everything I could do, but I still cannot get it to work for me. If possible, can you whitelist me? My username is Wervhung. Thanks for the support."
There is a link to the Shaftlands on the Debt Workers Party webpage, and there is an application that you have to fill out, and one of our wonderful mods will go in and whitelist you.
Excellent. So there you go, Wervhung.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you this. Putting a submission in the document to get added to the server is not going to happen.
Yeah.
I love you for listening to the show, but I'm really lazy when it comes to, like, server stuff because I don't even have, like...
You got a show to run, right?
No, I don't have op admins. They don't give me that. They're worried I'm going to screw stuff up. Yeah. Like, when I play on the Shaft, I'm a vanilla player. Like, yeah. I do not have any powers.
And I don't think any of the rest of us... Like, you do because you're on the website... You have full administrative access to the website. Yeah. None of the rest of us do.
No.
So
that's dangerous power there.
Yeah.
I can't just allow
that
for anyone.
I don't want that
anyone.
Responsibility. No, that would keep me up at night.
Yeah, no, ask RP, like, something weird happens on there. Like, he's the first person I ask because he's the only other person. I'm like, did you change something? He's like, no, I didn't change anything. Are you sure? Because it wasn't me. I didn't get drunk last night and change something in my sleep. Did you? So, yeah, you don't want that power because I'm an a-hole.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one comes from Marcus B. And I'm sure that's a B for boy. I can't wait for Brent to read my freaking thing on the show. So I'm going to do it. It says, "Okay, so my mom thinks Minecraft is a bridge to World of Warcraft and makes you a fat geek just because you have more than one player on a server. I try explaining, but she won't change. I tell her that most big servers like Mineplex censor stuff, but again, no change. Please, I know you got a question like this, but it is a completely different situation. I hate World of Warcraft, but like Minecraft. Sorry, this was so long, probably annoying. Give me some advice, please."
First of all, I don't think that Minecraft is a gateway drug to World of Warcraft.
No. Maybe cocaine and heroin.
Yeah. Definitely. But Minecraft, no.
Yeah.
Well, with this new
you're drinking
Mountain Dew, the same game, right?
And you play D&D, chances are you're going to play World of Warcraft. So if your kid's drinking Mountain Dew, stop buying Mountain Dew.
Oh.
World of Warcraft gateway drugs.
Wow, it's the Australian going down on the corn syrup.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, tell your mom that, like, just say, because I'm a parent, I've got two kids, and, like, if my kids, you know, well, when they come and ask me to play on these servers, I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you're spending your own money on them if you're buying any of that VIP stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I am a fat geek, and I play World of Warcraft, so, you know, there's some truth there. No, I'm just kidding.
I think if Marcus's mom is worried about him becoming a fat geek, she should unplug the computer every once in a while and go play some sports with him. Or just interact with his life if he's on Minecraft so much that it's worrying her.
I think you should.
It sounds like a mom problem.
Yes, it is a mom problem. But right, she should honestly go talk to the mom and say, you should not be worried about people's weight so much, mom. That is a physical attribute. And, you know, you're ugly. So what if I said that?
Yeah. And also, stop feeding me fried chicken and beans every night. Like, put some health in my diet.
Yeah.
So, you control the rest of my life. You are making my habits.
My kids no play more way too much. And and that's my fault and my wife's fault. You know, they do good in school, and so you want to reward them. And I don't know. You should be my kid. You know, I'm sorry your mom's such a bee.
So
maybe that's what the B in the
You're not helping Brent. He's not gonna be able to play this for her now. She's gonna be like all agreeing, and she's gonna be like, oh, screw this fat guy.
So Marcus, really what you should gather from this is that you should not ask us for advice about
But yeah, no, I feel you.
Mom sounds like a MILF, by the way.
You think so?
She's all worried about his figure.
That's true.
I think she might be well into Pilates, if you know what I mean.
Tell your mom, hey, mom, how about this? You let me play Minecraft on the servers, and I'll work out with you so you can lose a little bit of that weight.
Oh, that's going to work.
Yeah.
You think that'll work?
Ever since Dad left, you know, mom's been a bit lonely.
Trying to
get it on with a gay yoga instructor. It's embarrassing, quite frankly, Marcus's mom. What are we doing?
I thought we were helping.
Blame the sushi. Says since you guys are all YouTubers, there's a specific schedule you follow to upload your different series as you do. Thanks, to keep up the awesome show.
I try really hard to follow a schedule, but I suck. But that's only because nobody watches my videos, so I ain't got time to care enough. Which is probably a cycling problem. It's, you know,
vicious cycle,
self-deprecating cycle. Anyway,
I'm on a fairly regular schedule. I mean, Monday through Friday, shaft days I come in a couple hours later, but normally I come in at like 8 and I'm here till like 6 or 8, depending on what I'm working on. Schedule on videos, it's really I come in and I look at kind of what I've put up the past few days, and I'm trying to get to where I'm like a week ahead. So that kind of schedule just kind of, I don't want to put the same crap up day after day. I want to at least space it out. So that's about as much scheduling as I get into.
My schedule's crazy. It sucks. It's like every day of the week.
Do you have a Google Doc for like every hour?
Yeah, sure do. Google Calendar for literally every hour that I'm awake of every day.
Wow, that's amazing. But that's kind of what you need to do, isn't it, to be successful, is to have that schedule so people know what to expect every day and be excited for it. Is that right?
I guess. I'll let you know if I'm ever successful.
I was talking
Stop
to
it, Goode. You're so modest.
Goode one day, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just putting up my fifth video today. I was like, I kind of stuttered to myself on time, like, five videos? You put up five videos today? Like, I'm trying to do one a day and get to where I can do two a day, but five a day, oh my God.
Hell, you're a workhorse. I'm lucky if I can get one up in a month.
Well, it's only been the last few months, man. But we've gotten really like organized. Like, we got like our Gary's mod. It's always on Monday. We're recording for the whole week, and like on all these different things. It's easy when it's all co-op, and it's just like one for one. Like, you play Mario Kart, you record for 20 minutes, you get a 20-minute video out of it. So it's just stuff like that's awesome.
Yeah.
Minecraft, meanwhile, is like you were talking about. You're playing at home for 4 hours so you can make one video this week.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's like homework, right? It's like, I'm doing that at home. Right,
exactly.
And your wife's looking at you like, what do you mean you're working? And I'm like, I'm goddamn working. I'm making a freaking coal thing so I can get energy for my shit so I can do a video tomorrow with a jetpack. Because I need a jetpack. People keep yelling at me, telling me I need a jetpack. And she's like, you're playing the same game your son and daughter's playing in the other room. And I'm like,
right?
But this is hard.
Are they also working, Brad?
Well, crap, Fred.
Oh, God.
Wow, it just got really intense in here.
two TPs.
Let Marcus's mom know that Minecraft is probably worse than World of Minecraft.
Stop trying to loop it back.
Yeah, no, that's the first thing on my schedule is, you know, once I leave Marcus's mom's house.
No. Oh.
Sorry.
Mesopotamian Garrett. says, "Greetings, everybody. I'm currently making a DWP-related parkour adventure map, which hopefully you guys would be able to play soon. I'll keep you updated once the map is done. Thanks, and have a great day. Peace."
Peace out, yo.
Peace.
So, yeah, I'd love to... Afro and I were talking about doing more adventure maps, because we haven't done one in, like, ages.
I think we talk about it every week.
Yeah. So we just need to get together and do it. A and B, there needs to be some good adventure maps out there. I'm sorry, but I haven't looked in the past month, but before that, it was like shit. Honestly,
there was a big chunk of time where, you know, every week there was some cool new epic adventure map that everybody was playing, and now it's not happening anymore. What's the dealio?
Is it the good map makers are getting famous and moving on doing other things? Like, you know, like Blame, now he doesn't have time to do a freaking map. He's gonna
make videos. They're both just playing the game instead of creating things around the game now, right?
They're like, we didn't make shit with maps, so we're gonna do videos about it instead.
Do you remember Sco? Like, Sco used to make all those epic minigame vanilla crazy things. I haven't seen something from him in about 8 months.
Honestly, I think they need to talk to Mojang, because obviously Mojang would probably have issues with it. But they need to start like a store to like where you can
specifically
maps
against the EULA.
Yeah, and they need to fix that, because adventure maps were a lot of the reasons that kept me interested for probably a year of Minecraft and more.
Right?
Yeah. Like, they're so
Mojang
amazing.
Did pay for some of those things that you see inside of Minecraft Realms.
Right.
Like, the people that made those, Mojang bought them, so... And they didn't have to, because technically EULA says they can just take whatever they want that's made inside of their game.
That's really
good.
So
it was nice of them to pay the people that made those.
Yeah. And I mean, could they not almost make, like, an iTunes store? Like,
right, they should. They should, but they don't want anyone making money off of their game, so they don't.
But they could make money off it, right?
They could license the fucking thing, these server owners, but they don't want to do that either, so.
Yeah.
God, we're getting it back on the same topic.
Yeah. Well, and it's that whole licensing thing.
Shut up.
That, like, if they did it that way, now they have control, and they can say, you're not following the policy, you don't get a license.
Right. I think in the long run that they're going to have to do something like that. If this game is going to continue to grow, they're going to have to give up one or the other, because they don't right now have the manpower to police what they want to police anyways.
Yeah. Or they'll just be like, tell the Shaft people to shut the fuck up, because we are sick of them talking about our EULA. We'll do whatever they want. Just fix it. Okay, Mass, what's this last one?
Mess of Potato, man. Thanks, man. We'll send it through to us, and we'll give it a red hot go, because currently there are no maps for us to play. Boris says, hey, guys, I've been playing some random adventure maps lately, and I just realized they're almost just the freaking same. What do you think of adventure maps should have to be unique and different from others? Thanks. Okay. See what we just said.
I like this, because this is asking for, okay, how can we make better adventure maps? Right.
You know what? Herobrine's Mansion and the ones that were on the Hypixel server, they were amazing with the text dialogues and the explosions and all those things. Like,
Shipwrecks,
they were really getting really good.
Just something with, like, okay, don't make the storyline too deep. Like, no one wants to play an adventure map and read a story.
Nobody wants to play it for hours either. Like, I think around about an hour playtime is pretty good.
I think if you can make a map that lasts about an hour, but then make another section that comes after it. You know, just make a sequel and keep adding on to it. You'll get them out faster. People will play them faster. You'll get ideas to make the next one better much faster. But I love adventure maps. And just sometimes when they get too deep, you're like, okay, what the hell was... What were we doing? Like, whenever you forget the quest...
Yeah.
Then it's probably too much text.
Don't try to make a novel and fit it
Oblivion.
All into
we one... We don't need Oblivion in Minecraft.
Don't try to fit a novel into... Like you were saying, release in stages. Make the stages intriguing and fun to play. Yeah. But don't make them overly complicated. Don't make it so I have to go and find a diamond in this castle, but also have to go way over here and find the shovel of truth.
Yeah.
Like
some specific goals, but don't put me on rails.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Remember that that one that we played, Brent, with Eric and Wes?
Desperado.
And we got to the first boss, and that took about an hour and a half. And that was like the second page of a 9-page quest log. And we're like, yeah, we'll continue this later. Never did. It needs to be able to, you need to be able to play it in one session, and you need to be able to, you know, make good content for YouTube out of it. So thanks, Boris.
I think that's the biggest thing is the content, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that promotes the map maker and the people who are playing it. P.S. Good, I'm a big fan of you. And
oh, thanks, Maz.
On the shaft. Now, keep it up, guy. Yeah. That's just a little personal message from me to you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Maz.
And before we leave into the next section of the show, because we are we're bumping up on close to an hour, I think. Let's
freaking
play,
Eula!
Let's play a little bit of this song for Good here.
Oh, wow. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, I have heard this. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Oh,
okay, and it gets even better. That's from Eli Beatmaker.
It's Ellie.
Ellie.
Yeah, I had heard that. Okay, I the original version did actually have me laughing in it. It was me making weird noises when I was accidentally killing Doc. So, I have heard that. I actually used it as an outro on a video. But, yeah, it's really funny. It's really good.
So, and we'll link to that in the show notes as well. but let's move on into the next part of the show. We like to call this...
Excavation Station.
I'm so proud of my animation.
Yeah, what's up with the people in church in the background? That's weird.
They were chanting. They were chanting along with me. We were all saying excavation station.
Okay.
No, you didn't like that?
Okay.
I need to take them out of there?
No, you said they were chanting, you made it sound creepy.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely creepy. I mean, come on.
It's like found it on one of those sites where you get, like, stock photos.
Oh, no, it is. It's video blogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Maz, you got a lot to read here, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just seeing the animation you guys are talking about now. horrible.
Hey.
Okay, so Capdo1 says, I think there should be golden saddles in the game. Do I have to read the rest? Do we? You guys just buzz in at any point. You give it a gong. We'll see how far I get.
We don't
do
that
anymore. It would be crafted by putting a saddle in the middle of a crown.
Oh, yeah, don't give out the recipe. We could care less about recipes.
Yeah. When you put a
golden
put it
saddles.
On a pig, it will make it so the carrot on a stick isn't necessary. When you put it on a horse, it will boost the stats by 50%. If the horse... Yeah. So, buffs for animals.
But what gold about saddle. Spurs? Maybe you could do spurs instead or something.
Yeah.
Quit making me put gold around shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Birdsy says, I think they should add dual wielding to Minecraft. We've had this before and we don't like it. Brad says, hey guys, I would like to add paint to the game. To make it, you will need a bucket of water and the dye of your choice. Put them together and why do you get Peters? However many dye you put in is a darker shade. Oh, more colors? Oh, goodness. Do you want paint? Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah.
I'd like it so I could paint my wagon.
Paint your wagon. Here's my problem is I'm sick of them having to make every block like
another color.
A tint, right?
Yeah.
Just give me some paint and then I can tint anything.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Right. Werv Hung says, I feel like your pick breaks. When your pick breaks, it's just spontaneously just falls to pieces. After the bar turns red, it will start to be less efficient or not as strong. Yeah, okay. Also, I want more TNT. I know everybody mods their client just for the fun of gigantic explosions. What do you guys think of that? That was really hard to read. I don't want more TNT. I never use TNT.
I didn't understand. Well, in regards to the pick, I think what he wants is the pick to mine less efficiently and... maybe have some visual cues that it's wearing out, but
you've got time to repair it if you want to repair it. Yeah,
like make it where it doesn't work at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Instead of breaking, so you can go back and
I think I actually saw a mod pack where Vance Crafter was using, where when his pick basically ran out of durability, it didn't break, and he could use whatever material that pick was made out of to repair it. And he didn't need to use an anvil. He could do it in his inventory, which is kind of cheaty, but something like that, where, or maybe if the pick, when it breaks, like it just breaks off the ends of the pick.
Turns into a stick again.
And it's just a stick with like maybe a little piece of metal on the end, so you knew it wasn't a stick originally.
And then it just acts like you're just hitting it with your fist.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like that idea. Fire Dagger 22 says, "Hello, people of the shaft. I have an idea." Well, good, because you're in the right section for it. "People often talk about using the left hand, and I think that's kind of overpowered. I think it should be your utility hand. You wouldn't be able to have, like, two swords or something, but your left hand could hold a torch or blocks." We talked about this, too, so there you go.
I thought he was talking about a stranger.
Oh, hello. The Great Australian Bush says, "Hey, yo, Maz, remember me?" I really do not. "Well, I think myself should be added on Minecraft, just to add more beauty to your awesome world and have a much more fun experience in Minecraft." That's
weird.
Well, if you log into Minecraft, you're in it. So well done. It's already your feature.
You've made
Cracked
it.
Indigo, Cracked Ingot PE says, "Cars. I want cars."
Then build a car and make a mod to make it go.
Yeah. I think we have enough trouble with boats at the moment, so we add wheels to things. Creeperman8362 says, "Dear Shafters and guests, I guess it's good. I think it would be cool if there was another enchant to armor like Soud Protection. It would only protect against Soud damage and will be as effective at protecting against Souds as Projectile Protection. Thanks for giving me something to listen to for 1.5 months. Got all the shaft into my ears in 1.5 months' time."
Oh, jeez.
Wow, you really have nothing better to do then. Thanks for reading mine, though, Maz.
We were going to end.
You're very welcome.
All the Maz's anyway, so. It's, a bunch of great ideas, and Maz didn't kill too many of them.
I mean, he shattered some dreams. He definitely did that.
Is it protection, sword protection, though? Just to talk about this last one, isn't that what that is? Because there's projectile protection. Yeah. So, like, does he want just the word? He wants the word.
Yeah, he probably wants the word.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because aren't they, like, there's projectile and then there's regular protection?
I think so, yeah.
Like Guja said?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like you were saying, thanks, it, and looking at me, and I'm like, I'm fairly certain that's what Guja just said.
Well, now you're supposed to repeat it. That's where the funny happens.
What?
What were you saying about like protection again?
Protection is sword protection.
Oh my god.
That was a good quick fire excavation station.
Yep.
Maybe I should miss every 2 weeks and then come back and just
a lot of people around. Think that.
Boom.
Wait, that came out wrong. So anybody have any last words before we head on out?
Pudding.
Screw you guys.
.com. We love you.
What are you?
And hey, good. I noticed your room. It looks really clean.
Yeah, I. You know what it was? All these this table back here is nothing but boxes for all the mail time. People mail me their junk they don't want in their own house, and I throw it on that table. So I took all you guys' crap, and I threw it under the table where you can't see it anymore.
Well, no one
tells
good.
Me about it.
I appreciate it. And now come fix
and if you
my audio.
Send your unwanted junk to Goot, you can do that, care of.
We just do this these days.
What do we do?
What? I don't know.
Oh, did we,
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, I was just having an idea, which is, how about it's spleef, but you can spawn a mob that will walk in a straight line. Every block it walks over, it destroys a block. How about that? It seems like it would be sort of bad because all these mobs would kind of make it glitchy, but in the end it would be pretty cool, but you need a big area. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is the Arch, and I have an idea for an excavation station. I feel that they should make torches a temporary light source, and instead you use lanterns as a permanent light source. You just simply take one torch, put it in the center of a crafting table, and surround it in glass in a sort of plus-like formation. All right, thank you guys. Love the show.
I want to combine a bucket of water with dyed leather armor and have the dye come off the leather armor. And that's it.
Hey, Shaft Podcast. This is 24810Wii, and I'm calling for an idea for excavation station. Okay, my idea is that the shears should be crafted by using, like, wood blocks and cobblestone and diamonds. I don't know, maybe it would give you less wool, but it would still give you more than one block. And also, what's your opinion on brownies? All right, see ya.
Yay, this is Vuden. I got an idea for excavation station. I was wondering, maybe when you put glass over a beacon, you know, when it's going on, it, of course, the beacon will go through the glass. So if the glass was stained, would that make it like, different colored beacons? Be good for plentiful different games, I guess, in Minecraft. All right, thanks.
Hey, I have an idea for excavation station. This is Iron Waffle, by the way. They should have a link right inside of the options menu in Minecraft where you can go directly to the shaft mission form and submit any little stupid idea you have. So, yeah, that's my idea.